Lake Effect essayist Jim Spangler has been thinking about how we understand each other, or fail to. We'll let him explain.
It is a natural tendency in this complicated world to simplify. And one way is to divide everything into two separate camps: winners and losers, players and spectators, Southerners and Northerners, and on and on. But I'm not touching Republicans and Democrats. If what passes for political discourse continues, I'm investing my money in the dueling pistol business. What strikes me as needing further discussion is the division between the explainers and the non-explainers of the world. Let me explain. My wife is an explainer. Recently, she bought a blouse one day and took it back the next. I happened to be with her because we were running other errands. She and the sales clerk, another explainer, entered into a lengthy analysis of her entire wardrobe, it seemed, and why this particular item was not exactly, not precisely right. Now, this explainer thing is not sexist. I know men who have to delve into every nuance, every possibility, with anyone who happens to be on the receiving end. As you can guess, I am not an explainer. "The windshield washer doesn't work," I told the car guy. And they didn't. And he fixed them. And now they do. End of story. Except for paying the bill. "It's no big deal," you say. "Just a difference in communicating." Unfortunately, it's more complicated than that. Let me explain. Explainers have a long attention span. Not only do they examine every nuance, every angle, every detail and possible outcome, no matter how mundane, they have the uncanny ability to listen to every word of another explainer. That's where three-hour lunches come from. When two non-explainers get together, you'd think somebody was charging them by the word. "Cold today. Sure is. Tomorrow, too. Maybe snow. Right. See ya." That's where 20-minute lunches come from, including the sandwich. You can see the problem coming. Of course, it's when the explainer and the non-explainer try to have a conversation. The explainer drones on about how the Murphys had remodeled their kitchen and couldn't decide on the counter, then the paint, then the cupboards, had trouble with the plumber, and on and on. But in the middle of all this, she, in this case, slips in, "We're going to the Murphys for dinner on Saturday." The non-explainer, being a lousy listener, the two go together, has tuned out long ago. His, in this case, mind, has wandered to a problem at work or fixing the garage door or whatever. "You better get dressed." "Dressed? Why?" "We're going to the Murphys for dinner." "What? You never told me that." Of course, you've never had a conversation like that at your house. "Nah, I didn't think so." Being a retired newspaper guy, I have yet a different slant on all this explainer, non-explainer business. For there's a place for both in every newsroom. Let me explain. Feature writers are explainers. They write stories that start like this: "John Jones had no way of knowing that last Tuesday would be a life changer, not only for him, but for his family. Stop off at the grocery store for bread and milk," his wife texted. 10 paragraphs later, we learn that he bought a lottery ticket at the store, and with that winning ticket, he became an overnight millionaire. The non-explainer writes so-called hard news. Ever hear of the 5 W's? Who, what, where, when, and why? All that information should be in the first sentence, or for sure in the first paragraph. Here's how the story would sound from a non-explainer hard news reporter. "The Quick Trip on Phillips and 4th Avenue picked up its third big lottery winner this year when John Jones, age 37, of the 1800 block of Simpson Street, won $1 million Tuesday in the Wisconsin School Lottery. Goodbye mortgage, goodbye car payment, hello vacation," said the excited winner at a news conference held at lottery headquarters. End of story. Now comes the question. Can we cure the explainer and non-explainer dilemma? Can we somehow move their communication styles closer together? Probably not. But even if we could, would that be such a really good thing? Isn't there room in this world for feature writers and hard news people? If we were all one type or the other, would not life, not to mention conversation, be just a little less interesting? Let's celebrate each other's communication style more and criticize it less. And yes, dear, I'm getting dressed now for our dinner at the Murphys, and I can't wait to see their new kitchen.
Lake Effect essayist Jim Spangler is a retired newspaper man who now lives and writes in Brookfield. You talk.